Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Charton. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pete Charton. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser bunts towards the mound. Charton fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Charton fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charton fires to third and picks off Davalillo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Mantilla moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Charton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance juggles the ball. That's an error on Chance. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Charton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bresut takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Romano. Bresut moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Charton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charton is 0-for-1 in the game. Charton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Charton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Charton, and towards Mantilla, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Pete Charton. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritchie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chance moves to second. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Tito Francona. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.